Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hello and welcome. I'm Mark Blunden. You're listening to Tech and Science Daily from the Evening Standard. Please make sure to hit follow. Here's what's happening today, Wednesday, the 8th of June. First, Bitcoin's at a three-week low amid signs of institutional investor caution. The head of the US Internal Revenue Service wants statutory authority to collect information on cryptocurrency transfers valued at over $10,000 that largely go unreported. But it comes as El Salvador's lawmakers voted to recognize Bitcoin as legal tender for all businesses and services with a government backstop. President Nayib Bukele has pitched his idea for the erratic crypto to improve financial inclusion, as El Salvador has just 30% of its citizens who have access to financial services. Next, the US Senate has voted 68 to 32 to approve a sweeping package of legislation intended to boost the country's ability to compete with Chinese technology. The desire for a hard line in dealings with Beijing is one of the few bipartisan sentiments in the deeply divided US Congress, which is narrowly controlled by President Joe Biden's fellow Democrats. The measure authorizes about $190 billion for provisions to strengthen US technology and research, and also included is a ban on government employees downloading the music app TikTok on government-issued devices and a block on drones made by firms linked to Beijing. Now, there's more on the cybercrime pipeline affair. The boss of Colonial Pipeline has said the hackers who launched last month's cyber attack were able to get into the system by stealing just a single password. Chief Executive Joseph Blount told a US Senate committee that the attack occurred using a legacy virtual private network system that did not have multi-factor authentication in place. That means it could be accessed through a password without a second step, such as a text message, which is a common security safeguard in more recent software. But in what could be considered a moment of levity under the circumstances, Blount did say that this password was not Colonial123. Scientists say a small group of immune cells in the brain could hold the key to slowing down progression of Alzheimer's disease. British researchers have found that microglia, which act as the first line of defense against infections in the body's central nervous system, increase in numbers when they encounter harmful proteins in the brain linked to Alzheimer's. But instead of protecting the nervous system, this growth causes the microglia to become dysfunctional, meaning they accelerate the buildup of this toxic protein known as amyloid instead of trying to get rid of them. The researchers said their findings, published in the journal Cell Reports, could pave the way for developing new treatments for the disease focusing on microglia. Next, it's the hottest ticket in town. The NHS is reporting seeing a Glastonbury-style surge in vaccine bookings after the call for over 25s to get their shot. The NHS says nearly 500,000 jabs were booked after the vaccine rollout was expanded to 25 to 29-year-olds in England. NHS England said the National Booking Service had seen 493,000 appointments reserved by midday on Tuesday, just 5 hours after eligibility was widened to the over 25s. It's more than double the number booked the previous day and equates to about 100,000 bookings an hour, causing a lot of refreshing and long queues on the government site. We'll be back in just a moment. Please do hit follow.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
British adults spent more than 3.5 hours connected to the internet each day in 2020. That's more than an hour longer than in Germany and France, and 30 minutes more than Spain, according to the Ofcom telecoms watchdog. And almost half of British adults, that's 26 million people, visited a pornographic website. The data shows Britain's also spent nearly £2.5 billion on services from Netflix to Tinder and £113 billion on online shopping. But at the same time, more than half 12 to 15-year-olds reported having a negative experience online in 2020, including 18% who said they'd seen something they described as scary or troubling. And finally, space engineers are working on a reusable 3D printed rocket to launch satellites into orbit. Relativity Space says its Terran R, which is a two-stage rocket, is part of an evolving constellation satellite industry needed for space infrastructure. And it's claimed the entire thing's parts can be 3D printed in just 60 days, with the plan this could be done on Mars to help found an industrial base on the Red Planet. Terran R is expected to launch in 2024 and will be over 200 feet tall and 16 feet wide, with the ability to carry 20 tons, similar payload to the SpaceX Falcon 9. But there are big concerns about the added risk from space junk. You are up to date. We're back on Thursday at 1 p.m. Please do hit follow and come back at 4 p.m. for the Leader podcast with David Marsland for the latest news, interviews and analysis from the Evening Standard here in London.